Good morning. Two quick things here. Two points that are A, super, super important, but both of them are very challenging and you may be challenged by them right now. But I truly believe these two things separate average salespeople to the best, average managers to the best, average sports people to the best. It's that powerful. So what are these two things? Well, the first one is managing your downtime. It's pretty quiet at the moment, school holidays and so forth, yeah? So managing that properly. Very frustrating, maybe not getting the sales you want, but there's ways and positives that can come out of it. And the second one is doing the fundamentals, doing the basics well, consistently. Now, why are those two things so challenging? Well, if you're not making as many sales, that means you're not making as much money as you normally would. That's a great reason to start with, isn't it? But there's other ones. We tend to get bored. We tend to get lethargic when it's quiet. You know, it's just the days drag on, that kind of stuff. But with the second point, the fundamentals, doing the basics well, why do most people get challenged by that? Why do you get challenged by that when you do? It's because it becomes repetitive, it becomes monotonous, becomes, you know, a bit boring really doing the basics. We often want something that's new and fresh and different. And whilst that's okay, it's doing the fundamentals well, as I mentioned, is what sets average people to the top performers apart. It really is. But it's a frustration and it's challenging. So what do we do about it? Well, two things, and the analogy I want to give you again is from my snooker. So downtime, for example, so frustrating for you, I get it. And I think it's one of the biggest challenges you face. But a lot of people face it. Like in a snooker tournament, the last snooker tournament we had, for example, I was due to play my first match at 1:30 in the afternoon. So at 1:30 in the afternoon, I'm in the zone. I'm ready to play. I feel good and I'm on. It's showtime, right? I ended up playing, I think it was 4:30. That's when I got on for my first match. So there was 3 hours of downtime, twiddling your thumbs, just waiting. But I make use of that time. I make sure I get my head in the right spot. I make sure my body's feeling good. So I'm not overeating. I'm not overanalyzing. I'm not sitting down a lot, being lethargic. I'm making sure I'm ready for when my match is on. And the second point about doing the basics, well, I've been challenged by that. So many people are, but you look at any top sports person, whether it's an athlete, a soccer player, a golfer, anybody, they're doing the fundamentals consistently. But sometimes they're able to mix it up, which can feel like it's fresh and different, but it's actually still fundamentals. What am I talking about? Well, the example I'll give you, I had my snooker table installed literally in March when COVID hit. It was perfect timing. As you can imagine, I was so excited and wanted to play all the time, right? However, because COVID's on, nobody can come over and give me a game, nobody. So I'm literally practicing playing by myself. Now, how long do you think that went before I start to get a bit bored? How long would you get bored? You know, how quickly? So yeah, maybe, like, I don't remember exactly, it could have been a few weeks, could have been a few months. So I'm like, what do I do? So I'm just gonna show you something that I did and I want you to learn from this. There's a portrait of my daughter. That's not what I'm showing you. I'm showing you this. So I put this whiteboard up when I was bored of doing the basics. And all that is, it may mean nothing to you, but if you look in the top left-hand corner there, I think it's top left of your screen, it's as I'm looking at it, it is. It says practice routines. And there I've learned some of these new from YouTube, from people that I know, coaches, professional players, and I started practicing all these different things. And if you can see, for example, PB here, that means personal best. So what I would do is I would actually challenge myself on the basics. I would get these practice routines, some of which I'd never done before, but it was still in line with doing the fundamentals. And then I would see how good I could get, you know, what the top score was, and then I would try and beat that. So I actually created a competition against myself, and it really, really worked. So how about you? How can you implement this to mix it up a little bit? Well, how about when you go through the online training, for example? Why not take notes? Why not focus on one thing for that day or week? Why not mix it up? you know, actually practice the stuff, and whether it's at work, some of the stuff you can use because it's communication skills can be used with your family, but just mix it up a little bit, but it's still the fundamentals because they work. You know they do, and we have to keep doing the fundamentals every single day. Whatever you can do on top of that, at snooker, there's so many people that want to be flashy. They want to do the trick shots. They want to do if this makes sense or not, but they want to play with a lot of side and appease the crowd. You know what I mean? And that's all well and good, but a lot of those players have never achieved to the very top level. There was a guy years and years ago. If you don't follow snooker, you've never heard of him, but that's okay. It's a good example, and I'll finish with this. His name's Jimmy White. They call him the whirlwind because he's so entertaining to watch. He's in his 60s now, but he's still going strong as a professional snooker player. However, Jimmy has never ever won the world championship snooker, but he's been in several finals and he's lost every single time. So he was the showman, but he was also a party boy and he was out all hours and he wasn't doing the fundamentals that the players around him who were winning all the competitions were doing. Don't be Jimmy White, but do the fundamentals, make sure you're winning. Okay, that's my message today. If you have any questions whatsoever, reach out and I'll be happy to help. Also, final thing, I'm actually putting together a whole new series on the online training system around mindset. So I'm hoping that you're going to really love that because it's powerful stuff that I've learned over the years that can really help with your mindset and making sure that you're in the zone more often than not. Okay. All right. I'll see you soon. Ciao.